In Washington's capital city, the county auditor was prepared for a rush on the day same-sex marriage became legal. Instead, it felt like business as usual. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins found just one couple getting their marriage license.
Deborah Delaney and Diane McGee dressed warmly. They brought an umbrella. They figured they'd be waiting out in the rain to get a wedding license on day one.
Then we just walk right in. It's like, that's
quite nice.
It was nice, but I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted the party.
That's Diane. She's retired from IBM. Deborah works for Amazon. They've been together 16 years. In 2004, the couple stood in line in San Francisco to get married. But as they waited, the California Supreme Court intervened.
Never made it in the door.
Yeah, the line was long. They stopped. But we had a lot of fun.
Deborah didn't think Washington voters would uphold the state's new same-sex marriage law. Now she actually holds a license that allows her to join in lawful wedlock with Diane.
I think when I saw this is when I went, oh it is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's pretty
this
cool.
Far before.
No.
In 16 years.
The couple planned to celebrate with a mimosa brunch, and then Deborah had to go to work. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
Excited as they are, Deborah and Diane say Washington's law is just another stop on a long road. Turns out Diane has a daughter in Virginia who's in a same-sex relationship, but they can't get married there. They also hope President Obama will lead an effort to have the federal government recognize same-sex married couples. On the first day of legal same-sex marriage in Washington, the scene was quiet at Benton County Annex in Kennewick. Workers sat at the ready to hand out marriage licenses, but only a few people showed up. Correspondent Anna King has the story of one couple who got their paperwork after 26 years together.
Diane Marsh and Linda McGregor are both 61 years old. They finish each other's sentences, dress alike, and can make decisions together silently by reading each other's faces. They've gone to lawyers to make sure they have many of the legal rights as a married couple and have considered each other a spouse for many years. But picking up their Washington State marriage license is still a huge deal. Here's Linda McGregor.
It's just a legality. It's just a formality. You do that because you're trying to cover up the emotions that are there. It's far more than that. At our age, it's a sense of security that we would have never had.
Many of the Benton County employees wiped their eyes with Kleenex and gave hugs and handshakes to the couple. Marsh and McGregor plan to marry at Seattle City Hall on Sunday. I'm Anna King in Kennewick.